The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Oh, I need a microphone. Look at that.
You're on the air.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid.
We need a microphone.
We are here to take care of you.
16.
Hey.
So nobody knows
the trouble I've seen.
We haven't been together for a month.
It's been a long time. Very long month.
It's crazy when you're used to seeing someone all the time for years and years.
There you go.
And then we go a whole month.
Yeah.
But everybody needs a vacay, you know?
And I definitely did.
You needed a vacay. We all need a vacay.
But, ready?
I am ready. I'm ready. I don't know if you sounded like you had laryngitis. I heard your birds in the background, I think. Or you were coming from that movie, A Quiet Place.
No, I have not watched that. I think that just the premise of that kind of turns me off.
The first one was good. I haven't seen the second one.
Oh, okay.
We did see Twisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know we're movie people.
Yep.
Twisters was like dig your fingernails into your partner.
Oh.
Yeah, Twister was on the edge of your seat. And we also saw the movie Thelma.
I did too.
Did you?
Yes.
Was that not adorable?
That was so great.
Was that a true story?
I don't know, but I'll bet you it couldn't be.
Did you see at the end when they show another older woman in a car and she begins to talk? I almost think that was the real Thelma.
Could be.
So get this, everybody. It's at the theaters. However, we watched it at home for free on Prime Video.
No way.
Way.
I didn't know it was on Prime.
We didn't either.
Holy cow.
I thought, well, wait a minute. It's probably, I saw it on the screen and I thought, well, you probably have to rent it, you know, on Prime. They're going to say your viewing options are.
At the same time it's in theaters. Huh.
It was free. What an adorable movie. I could see that again.
I would watch it again.
It was really, she's really cute. Yeah, she's really cute. All right. So we are back in the saddle again. And we are going to start with days of the week. Now, just remember, everyone, we're recording today. Today, the day we're recording, is not the day that you're hearing us. So,
are you hearing us?
I'm going to start with today, which is kind of silly because by the time they hear us,
I want to hear from you.
So then, how was your vacation?
Not long enough.
No, for real. It was an entire month of no radio and just doing fun, having fun.
I don't know what your version of fun is, but anyway.
Did you do lots of like cleanup and
organizing and things like that? My biceps are either broken or they're better.
Did you get help?
A couple times.
Mm-hmm. And did you relax a lot?
More than I should have.
And you ate. I bet you ate.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm happy, though, because my husband said to me the other day, I think I'm getting fat. And I was like, yay!
He thinks he's getting fat?
Yeah.
Why is that a yay?
Because I'm always complaining about how fat I feel.
So now you think he's fat, so now you're both fat.
Yeah. So I can get away with being fat.
You're not fat.
Honey, you haven't seen the worst of it. It's why I wear long, long coats. And
what kind of food did you eat?
Junk.
Junk?
Mm-hmm.
Pasta?
Oh, yeah. Lots of pasta.
Lots of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Meatballs? Oh, no. But you know, I have purchased the no-meat meatballs in the supermarket.
And?
They're frozen.
And?
They're delicious.
Are they?
And I put them right in the sauce when I'm cooking the sauce on the stove.
Yeah.
So they cook with the sauce, mm-hmm. so they get the mm-hmm. sauce mm-hmm. flavor.
They don't
in
fall
them.
Apart?
Nope. Nope.
That makes
and
me
it's
worried.
Called, I forgot the brand.
What kind of glue are they using?
I don't know, but they stayed together. The egg, they probably can put egg in it, right?
There you go.
I don't think it was a vegan. And I'm trying to think of Beyond Beef, maybe, is the brand.
That could be.
Really good. See, it's making me hungry.
Speaking of food, I had a really good casserole for a couple of days. it was the fake meat with potatoes and cheese, and it was topped with cereal.
Wait, now, like
cornflakes?
Okay. And you baked it.
I baked it, and it was good.
The cornflakes got crunchy.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
And the first day that I ate part of it, because it was pretty large. The second day, I had another part of it, and it was really good. The third day, I thought I was going to die of poison. So I tossed it.
So did you sprinkle Parmesan cheese on top of the cornflakes?
No, but I should have.
Oh, I would have put a lot of that. Mozzarella.
But I saw that.
No, not mozzarella. That would have made it soggy.
I saw the cereal on it, and I said, I don't care. I have to get it. But I won't buy it again.
No, you won't do it again.
No, no.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
I like casseroles. I really do like casseroles.
Casseroles are easy, and they last.
Yeah, and it's comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
It really is comfort
mm-hmm.
food.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're all listening to this and it is August. Maybe not, but August 8th is Happiness Happens Day. The 9th is Book Lovers Day. The 10th is Lazy Day. 11th is Son and Daughter Day. I need to text my son. Son and Daughter Day.
My poor son.
August 12th is Middle Child Day.
That's me.
The 13th is Left-Handers Day. That's my sister.
Okay.
The 14th is Creamsicle Day.
Oh, I like those.
I really like that whole thing. You can make a pie. Here you go. You can make a pie. You get a pie plate. You do Rice Krispies or graham cracker crust, Rice Krispie crust or graham cracker crust, and then you mix. I'm sorry. You do Rice Krispies that you melt butter and you do like you're going to do Rice Krispie treats, but you add chocolate, a lot of chocolate chips.
I can handle that.
You mix it all up and you make this chocolate Rice Krispie crust that you press into the pie plate. You with me?
Yep.
Then you mix.
As long as it's got chocolate.
Orange sherbet with vanilla ice cream, equal portions, in a bowl. Stir it all up. You pour it in that crust,
uh-huh.
and then you freeze it. And then you take it out. It's hard to cut, but you cut it. It's so good. I'm going to make one.
Okay.
I'm going to the store, and I'm going to get the ingredients for that. It's so good.
A lot of chocolate?
Yes, because the crust turns chocolatey.
Okay.
So if you want this recipe that's really, really good, you have to email us.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And thank you for your emails. We're getting more emails and have to.
We're so happy to hear from you.
Do a shout out to all of our fans. So yeah. On the 15th is Relaxation Day. 16th is Tell a Joke Day. August 17th is Thrift Shop Day.
I love those.
August 18th is Mail Order Catalog Day. And the 19th is World Photo Day.
Oh, gosh, no. I hate having my picture taken. I got my new license recently.
Yes.
My renewed license.
Yes.
I could handle the old picture, but I hate the new one.
I know we can't look at those.
Those are so. It looks like I'm smirking. He said, "Go ahead and smile." So I thought I was smiling,
but you weren't.
But I wasn't. No. So if the cop looks at that,
he's going to tell you to smirk. Well, hopefully there won't be an opportunity for a cop to look at
that. That's right. And they still make you take your glasses off.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes. Mark had to get a new military ID, and they wouldn't let him smile.
Oh, no.
No.
No, okay.
His face had to be just...
I didn't want to smile either because it enhances the wrinkles.
I know. It does. That's why we need to carry around a flashlight and hold it under our chin.
Oh, gosh.
Well, to shine the light up because then the wrinkles don't have a shadow.
Just there'd be shadows all over the place.
Remember when we were kids and we'd do that?
Yes.
You'd be in your dark room and you'd have a friend over and you'd do that? Okay, I'm surprised that you wouldn't want to see The Quiet Place. That's up your alley.
Not really.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
But this is kind of dumb. I'm sorry. To those of you who have watched it and liked it, that's great.
Yes.
But just the premise of the show, you close your eyes and you travel and why?
You can't make any noise. That's a quiet place. Any noise you make wakes up the monsters.
That's right.
It's a quiet place.
That's another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's you can't make any noise. And it's all about this family trying to survive through this in this town that's been just ravaged. And they're the only ones left.
Can't they get out of the town?
And they can't make noise, even if they walk. If there's a little stick that breaks,
so
the monster comes.
If they stay in their house and dig a hole through the floor, can't they just kind of tunnel somewhere?
That's a new movie. You just created a new movie.
That would make more sense to me. Okay.
Okay.
But what's the one where they blindfold them and they have to travel and they can't see where they're going?
Oh, I don't know.
Sandra Bullock is in it.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I didn't think that was too
smart. That would creep me out.
Yeah.
Blindfold? No, I wouldn't. No. I'd rather go deaf than blind. No. Mm-mm.
I already am. Yeah.
Wasn't it cute in Thelma when she took her little ear things out when she didn't want to hear? Remember some stuff was going on and she just decided to take out her little ear things? Never mind.
Okay.
It was a good movie.
I have not true or false. I have three riddles. And they're not going to be that hard. And you'll know what they are at the end of the program. Number one, what has a head but no brain? Number two, why do cats make good warriors? Number three, what word contains 26 letters but only has three syllables?
Three syllables. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
They're easy, you said?
Well,
I know what one is.
Okay. But
I don't know two, and I'd have to think about three.
Okay.
26 letters and three syllables.
Yep.
And we'll know by the end of the show. Are you going to give us clues?
Should I? No.
No. Okay.
No.
So we're leaving it with that.
Yep.
And you'll repeat it at the top half of the second half of our show.
Okay.
Okay. So I was thinking about what to talk about today, and I thought, I don't think I've ever talked about pets. Yeah. My son got these two really cute little dogs, and my friend just got a new dog, and I thought, well, I'm going to talk about pets. So this website, which is called notasupermom.com.
Okay.
She has written top 10 reasons why it's stupid to have pets.
Stupid? Oh my gosh, she's already gone my bad side.
I didn't write it. So the first one is they drool.
Not all of them.
Random puddles of drool everywhere on
only
the floor.
Only if you have a St. Bernard.
And then you walk around barefoot and you're stepping in drool.
What kind of a pet does she have? Is it a rhinoceros or something, you know?
Well, there are animals that drool. Yeah. My daughter's dog, my little Sasha, she drools when she's nervous.
Well, you don't make her nervous.
Well, the thunder makes her nervous. She doesn't like thunder. That's it.
Speaking of dogs, I asked my husband for my birthday this year, wash the dog.
When's your birthday? April?
December? No, it's next week.
Next week. You want him to wash the dog as a birthday present to you.
Yeah, because the dog needs a bath and he hasn't done it.
For how long?
You don't want to know.
Oh, my goodness. Do you do the dog washing in the house or outside? In the bathtub?
Well, maybe, you know, being outside, that's not a bad idea.
Especially if the weather continues to be
hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what really
got me. That would be refreshing, and you just hose the dog. I think the dog would like that.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
That's what I want for my birthday.
Okay. I think he'll probably give you more than that.
You better.
All right. What have you got to share here? I see your riddles on your paper, but I see something else. I see a question.
Yes, I have riddles, but I wanted to stick with something else. Let's see. Where is it here? I have a bunch of stuff. But I like one-liners. I really like one-liners. I would tell you my autumn joke, but you probably wouldn't fall for it. She's biting herself. It's like, do I groan or just say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
They used to time me with a stopwatch. Now they use a calendar.
Oh, that's I can see that happening. I can definitely see that happening. We went, a bunch of girls from church went kayaking, and it was so hysterical because our biggest concern was getting in and out. Getting in and out. So we managed to, we went to Laurel Lake, and you can put your kayak in, so part of it's in the water and part of it's out on the
sure.
the ramp. So what you have to do is you have to put it on the ramp with just part of it in the water, get in, and then do that with your body. Shove,
yep.
Push,
yep.
And keep going. You're scratching the bottom of your kayak.
Can't you use your oar to do that?
Well, you still have to get off of the, you can.
I mean, to get off the ramp.
Well,
can't you just poke
it's like,
the ramp?
It's not really a ramp. It's like a driveway that leads to water. So it's paved.
Okay.
So it goes, it's sloped so that a trailer can just drive down into
the
water.
You know the slides they have at kids' playgrounds?
I know.
That would be great for that.
Oh my gosh. That's brilliant.
I have my moments.
That's just so cool. But now you have to go up the ladder with your kayak and put it on the slide.
No, you wouldn't. If your slide moves, you can just push it aside. Pull it
back
when you want it
there. That would be so much fun.
That would be so much easier.
And it would be fun. Oh, my gosh.
Listen out there. Somebody make $1 million
off of
that.
My mind just went somewhere. And okay. So it says here, this doesn't make sense, wholesale. It says destruction of personal property. Underpants are like doggy Pringles. And the more expensive they are, the more tasty, so it seems. So it says the most expensive things in your house are going to get destroyed by your dog.
If you put your underwear anywhere near a dog can get at it, and I wouldn't say it's the dog's fault.
But the dog will eat it or chew it. So
if you put your underwear anywhere near a dog.
So a friend of mine had, her daughter has a dog. And when the dog was a puppy, it was eating socks.
Oh, my.
And it actually ate a sock.
Did it?
And had to go to the vet.
It didn't come out.
It didn't come out.
Oh.
They had to actually use something to make the dog upchuck.
Yes. Yes.
So the sock would come up and swallow the sock whole. I know.
That must have been a tiny sock.
Probably like a
baby?
Like a sock that you wear with your sneakers, like a sneaker sock. I would think.
Okay. The ones you can't pull up because they're always...
I don't know how you can... Unless you chewed it and got it all wet and then it went down. Because how do you swallow something dry?
Maybe it wasn't dry. Maybe she spilled something on.
Could be. But
she doesn't wear a bib or
something.
What
a scare. Little puppy. Little puppy.
Aww.
Okay.
Time may be a great healer, but it's also a lousy beautician.
True. This is true. So this is why I said we need to hold a light beneath us.
I don't know what your problem is, but it's probably hard to pronounce.
True. True. I like these.
My mom always used to say 40 is the new 30. Lovely woman. Banned from driving. Why don't the enemies of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just turn them on their backs?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That's true.
Yeah.
The little legs would be flipping around. There's turtles around here that I've seen in the roads.
Aww.
Big, big ones.
Yeah.
Where you got to stop your car. Have you run into that yet?
Not yet.
I have. It's crazy. And they obviously move really slow. And you don't want to go out and try to help them because you don't know if they're snipping you like a sloth. I love sloths.
I think they're so cute.
The sloths?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the ad where the sloth is playing Pictionary with a bunch of people?
Yes. Yes.
He starts to write one line and they're yelling out answers.
Got barely a little mark on the page, yeah.
Okay, so why does this lady say it's stupid to have pets? Well, she says you make your kid use hand sanitizer if they touch a doorknob, but you let your dog lick your face after he's eaten out of the cat box. We call in our home the cat box is the Chihuahua buffet.
Oh. No.
It happens.
Not in my house.
It happens. Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes. No. Oh, I don't want to go there. I really don't want to go there. You can't get on the same page with someone who's got a different book.
True. It's true.
That's why people can't talk to each other.
It's true. And you can't change their book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Their book is their book. So what do you do?
Well, you try to be patient and kind and
shred their
walk
book.
Away.
Shred the book. Shred the book. Speaking of book, at church last week, we have a substitute pastor, and he was talking about his Bible and how his Bible is just falling apart. He's had it for so long, and it's just falling apart. He's going to have to get a new one.
Yeah.
So when he was done, and I went over and I chatted with him, and I showed him mine. My Bible is 38 years old.
Wow.
I have used
almost as old
crazy
as you
glue,
are.
Cement glue, duct tape,
Why?
Packing tape, because it's falling apart.
But has it got sentimental value?
Oh,
or
my
something?
Gosh. Yes. And I've written in it all over. It's sentimental. Yes. A very,
oh, okay.
My best
all
friend
right.
back then gave it to me. And it's just a mess. So I looked at his Bible and I'm like, hey, I could be like a Bible repair man. I could be a Bible repair woman.
There you go.
I know how to use the duct tape. I know how to use the packing tape. I know how to use the scotch tape. I know how to use stickers.
Did he say you could do it?
No. No, you don't trust somebody else. Mine is so falling apart. So if you have a book that you need fixed and you trust me with duct tape,
I would
packing tape, not masking tape. No, I go for the good stuff. We're talking about the cover, the pages, if they're ripped.
Mm-hmm,
I'm your man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Or woman. or as the case may be.
I'm your girl. I'm your girl.
Did you hear that there's a coin shortage in America? We're running out of common sense.
True. I know they're funny, but they're true.
That is true, yeah.
We are. We are running out of common sense. Where is it? Where do we find it? Where does it go?
I don't approve of political jokes. I've seen too many of them get elected. How do you get Pikachu onto the bus?
How do you get Pikachu? What's a Pikachu?
Oh, you really got to know what a Pikachu is before you do this.
I've heard the word.
It's a game kind of cartoony type thing. You're Pokemon.
Like they have
people
cards.
People out there know and they'll get it.
Yes. I don't get it. Why?
I don't use it.
Is he too big to get on the bus?
No, honey.
Is he bouncy?
No, look up Pikachu.
Okay. It sounds like a candy.
No.
Doesn't it sound like a candy?
It might be.
I'm going to buy a Snicker bar, I'm going to buy an Almond Joy, and a Pikachu.
There you go. I threw a ball for my dog. It's a bit extravagant, I know, but it was his birthday, and he looks good in a dinner jacket. Speaking of dogs.
That's one that you have to think for a second, and then go. So this lady says, light hair on your dark clothes and dark hair on your light clothes. Oh, gosh. It's just never going to be the other way around. It's just going to be what it is. I have one light cat and one dark cat, so I'm covered. Literally covered. And sometimes your pet hair gets into the fabric and you can't get it out.
And I've known people who are so, I don't know how to describe it. They see one tiny little cat hair in your car and they won't ride with you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
One tiny little cat hair.
Yep.
No, I would. If there was covered with cat hair.
That's different.
I wouldn't be able to say I'm not riding in your car. I'd get in.
Okay.
I would get in.
I would say, how long has that been there?
Yeah. Oh, didn't see that this morning. Well, yeah, I would. I would get in and I would deal with my clothes later. I wouldn't be able.
It's a tiny little piece of fur. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Random piles of hairball puke. That's not my word. That's hers.
Okay.
On your hardwood floors. Do you know what feline stomach acid does to hardwood?
She really has a bad case.
She has pets. She had a picture of her son on here with their dog. She's a comic.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's true. The acid, I've sold houses where they ripped up the rugs, and I've looked on the floors, and there's these black stains on the hardwood floor.
Uh-huh.
And it's because they had pets and they peed on the carpet.
And it went through
and the acid eats the floor. And it, sometimes it can't, more times than not, it can't be sanded out because the hardwood floor is only a little bit thick.
Yeah, yeah.
And the liquid goes down into the wood, so it goes all the way through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You'd have to cut a hole and try to match it.
You would. I actually had a house that I was selling that happened to in the hallway, and they hired an amazing guy who replaced the wood in the hallway, and it matched all the floor. It was really a good job.
But that's got to be expensive.
What are you going to do?
You let your dog know it, you know?
Don't let the dog go on the carpet if you have hardwood floors.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I have a cement floor.
Good.
That she uses.
Yes.
And it's got all kinds of pads on it for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know that you can put that green indoor-outdoor plasticky kind of carpet?
Yeah.
In your backyard? Yeah. On your lawn?
Yeah.
So I know someone. Beautiful backyard. They have a whole area that they've set up for their dogs. And they've laid all this carpet out on the grass. And then there's a fence and there's trees. It's beautiful. And then they have a gate.
They'd never have to mow.
They have a gate to the other side of the yard where the yard is. But this one big area is just for the dogs. And it's all that green indoor-outdoor. They don't have to mow it. if the dogs go to the bathroom on it, it just goes through into the ground. It's brilliant.
I have.
And I saw it with my own eyes, and it looks great, and the grass doesn't grow through it.
I like the idea of putting that down in my sunroom.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you do that?
With all my plants and stuff.
Yeah. Just put
that
in there.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'll thank my neighbor.
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Vessel sends shockwaves around the world.
Okay, all righty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
Why do sumo wrestlers shave their legs?
Oh, gosh, that's such a visual. Oh, dear. Why do they shave their legs?
Why do they?
I don't know.
Because they don't want to be mistaken as feminists.
Gosh. Have you ever watched it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't understand.
No, neither do I.
I don't understand. That. Oh, gosh. Random piles of hairball. I already did that one. You see, the vet budget is 99 cents because that's how much a bullet costs. But really, you spend $150 on a midnight trip to the small animal vet and a couple of, what does that say? This isn't written right. I have to redo it in my head.
All right.
Okay. So it says that the vet budget is 99 cents because that's how much a bullet costs. But really, you spend $150 on a midnight trip to the small animal vet, and the fee is enough to pay for your quadruple hip replacement.
No way. Why would you need a quadruple? You've got two legs.
I don't know
legs.
What she's talking about.
She's talking about a one for each dog?
I don't
you know
what
each
she's
leg?
Talking about.
Okay.
And then she says, I wouldn't pay for a quadruple hip replacement for my own mother.
But that's four hips.
Yeah, I know. That's weird. Quadruple. Hey, any of you people out there know what a quadruple hip replacement? I'll look it up.
Okay.
A quadruple
All right.
hip replacement.
Wow.
We're going to find out what that is. You go ahead. Take the
mic.
It
was only when I bought a motorbike that I found out that adrenaline is brown.
Gross.
With the rise of self-driving vehicles, it's only a matter of time before we get a country song where a guy's truck leaves him too.
That's great.
I'm currently boycotting any company that sells items I can't afford.
See?
Yeah.
That's one you have to think of for a moment.
For
a moment.
This one I told my husband, and he doesn't really laugh at jokes because he has such a dry wit.
Uh-huh.
But he laughed at this one.
Did he really?
What's blonde and dead in a closet? The hide and seek champion from 1995.
Sorry, people who are blonde, but Bev and I are both blonde. Well, I actually became more blonde yesterday. And but we are natural blondes from the day. Oh, gosh, that's funny. So I'm looking up hip replacement, quadruple. So there is a No, that's an exercise. There is no... I don't see that there's a quadruple hip replacement. So I think this girl's just trying to be
funny.
You know, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got to be talking about the dog, not us.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Number seven on her list. Poop. I wouldn't pick up my husband's poop, but I'll clean it up twice a day for 14 years for a dog and a dog that doesn't even remember my birthday. She loves her dog.
Okay.
She wouldn't pick up her husband's poop. Why she would have to is beyond me.
I know, yeah.
But she'll clean up her dog's poop for 14 years, twice a day, and her dog doesn't even remember her birthday.
At least he's regular.
He's regular. I really need to, think she should talk to her husband if there's really any kind of a need for her to pick up his, because there's a problem.
I would hire somebody.
A nurse.
Yes. Did you know that you have two parts of the brain, left and right? In the left side, there's nothing right. In the right side, there's nothing left.
Okay. Okay. The chance of ungrateful random acts is a reason to not have a pet.
Random what acts now?
Attacks. I'm sorry. The chance of ungrateful random attacks.
By your pet?
Correct. A kitty won't use her words if she's scared. She'll just scratch, bite, and claw her way out of your arms.
So don't scare her.
Even if she's your little fur baby, she'll still do that.
Well, you're a monster.
You don't like this girl. Not a supermom.com. That's her. And she has a pet.
I just read that alligators can grow up to 15 feet, but I haven't seen any with more than 4.
But a bump.
What is the CEO of IKEA was elected prime minister in Sweden. He should have his cabinet together by the end of the weekend.
No, you have to explain that to me.
The CEO of IKEA was elected prime minister. He should have his cabinet together.
Oh, IKEA cabinets, duh. I wish we had an IKEA.
I wish we did, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You can get them online, but that's expensive.
And it's not. It's fun to go to IKEA.
I've never been.
Oh, it's so organized, and they have an orange line that you walk, and you walk through the whole thing. You follow it, and if you see something you like, you fill out a little piece of paper, and then you bring it down into the warehouse area.
So they never have to do clean or do anything up there because nobody moves it.
Finds it for you.
Okay.
And you pay for it and go out the door.
Huh?
Yeah. It's very fun. Where is the IKEA? Is it in Natick?
I have no idea.
I think there's one near Boston. I don't think there's one in the Springfield area. You know right now we've got people saying where IKEA is. They're yelling
at us. They're yelling at us, yes. All right, people. Stuffing for us at gmail.com.
That's right. That's who we are.
I don't know what's happening here, but we better figure it out.
I don't know what's happening either.
No.
I was looking in this book that I have. It's called...
Idioms?
The Idioms book.
Uh-huh.
You gave me this, didn't you?
I don't know.
Scholastic Dictionary of Idioms? I don't know. I found it somewhere. Or maybe you gave it to me and just don't remember. As long as we're talking about pets, one of the things in here says more than one way to skin a cat. So that's an idiom that's used. We always say, we have said that. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And the example is Scott tried every solution to the puzzle he could think of because he knew there was more than one way to skin a cat, which is kind of a weird thing to even say.
That's cruel.
So it says here there's several different ways of reaching the same goal.
Other than skinning?
And it says it came from the 1980s. When removing animals' pelts was more common than it is today.
Oh, my God.
Each person who skinned a cat or animal had his or her own particular way of doing it. Over the years, the saying took on a broader meaning, and now it can refer to the many methods of accomplishing goals.
No way, no way.
The original British expression was... There are more ways of killing a cat than choking it with ice cream, is the British way. I never knew.
This is turning into something I don't want to be a part of.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be.
Oy, 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 oy.
I never knew that people
skin cats and dogs. I don't know why they would
I never heard of that.
Unless they did that because
they're in China?
I don't know.
I have heard that that's possible.
I don't know. This book is cool because you find these idioms and you never have thought about it.
Okay.
You know? All right. This is Lynn.
And Bevan, I'm going to make you happy.
This is the second half of our show.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I got to tell you what the riddles were.
Yes.
What
yes.
has a head but no brain? Why do cats make good warriors? And what word contains 26 letters but only has 3 syllables? Got that?
Yes. Okay. I had written it down somewhere and I was looking. I was looking for it. Okay.
When I was a boy, I had a disease that required me to eat dirt 3 times a day in order to survive. It's a good thing my older brother told me about it.
Yeah, little kids will listen to their older brothers.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I ever told you this story. My sister, who's 5 years older than I am, you know, we got to that age where she didn't want to play with me anymore because now she was a little bit, you know, maybe a teenager or almost mm-hmm. a teenager. And
yeah.
So one day she came home with a friend of hers and she said, Lenny, do you want to play a game with I forgot her name, with my friend and I? And I said, sure. And she said, okay, let's play in your room. We're going to play spitball. I said, okay. So we had these straws and we had paper and you chew it up and then you put the straw in your mouth and you uh-huh. take the wet paper and you spit it at everybody. So the uh-huh. spitballs are now going all over my room, stuck to the walls, the closet door, on my bed, on my floor, on my dresser.
Where they dry up and just...
And then they left. They were done playing with me and left.
Uh-huh.
And they were, I'm uh-huh. sure, laughing down the hall because they left me now with a room covered with spitballs.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's...
Did you ever say anything to her about it?
Oh, yeah, we've talked about it. Like this, you know,
yeah.
laughing about
yeah.
it. But it is the thing, you know, you idolize your older sibling.
And they know it.
They know it. And everything is what they do is right. And you want to impress them. And then they trick you like that.
Even though I have 2 older siblings, well, one gone, but anyway, when I was little, I didn't live with them. So I didn't care. I was the oldest.
You were the oldest because you didn't live with them.
Right.
Did you have a younger sibling?
We didn't have that kind of culture.
Okay. Okay.
We usually just kind of beat each other up all the time. We were out in the country, you know.
Okay.
We're ruminants.
Okay. So it was a whole different life. It was like...
aunt called us cattle.
For real?
For real.
She called you cattle?
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of cattle, my hairdresser went to the Bahamas and went to this island by catamaran with a group of people, and they swam with pigs.
I didn't know pigs could swim.
I know. They swam with pigs, and they fed them. They had snorkel. Not scuba, snorkel gear.
Snorkels.
Yeah, yeah. And they swim with pigs. Is that so cool?
I guess.
Off of the island of Nassau. I don't know what little island it was out there with the pigs, but...
Were the pigs seaworthy? I mean, are they sea pigs? Or
they must be if they're swimming out there in the ocean.
Some farmer lending a pig or something?
I have no idea. So, hey, everybody, if you would like to have something cool happen to you... You can go to the Bahamas and you can swim with pigs.
I'd rather have a popsicle.
What?
That's cold. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Wish I could find you a popsicle shaped like a pig. Anyway, she just told me that yesterday. I thought that was really a very cool thing. I didn't look it up. I should.
Okay.
Swimming with pigs.
All right. The book on chronology I ordered has finally arrived. It's about time. I don't know what to say to that. I'm just trying to, you know, let's see. I wrote these down yesterday. I thought they were funny, but... Did you know that Moses had the first tablet that could connect to the cloud? About a month before he died, my uncle had his back covered in lard. After that, he went downhill fast.
I love the Moses one. Oh my gosh, that's cute. Oh, I love that. The first tablet connected to a cloud. That's cute.
I gave up my seat to a blind person in the bus. That's how I lost my job as bus driver.
Okay. It says here, from notasupermom.com, they make you love them and miss them forever when they go. Rest in peace, George, you stupid hairball machine. I love you.
What the hey was that?
She says, your pets, they make you love them, and uh-huh. you miss them forever when uh-huh. they're gone.
Yep, yep.
Rest in peace, George, you stupid hairball machine. I love you.
No, that's cute.
That's really cute.
All right,
cute.
That's good. Yeah, that works.
I like that one.
A conclusion is the part where you got tired of thinking.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Do you ever get tired of thinking?
Oh, always.
Yeah?
But how do you make it stop?
Make what? Thinking?
Yeah.
You die.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of extreme.
You know, that's when we talk about how they say that men have their nothing box.
Yeah, but they say that once you die, you can still hear.
No.
Yes.
No.
For a few minutes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
So when your mother-in-law dies, don't say, finally.
You cannot hear after you die.
That's what they say.
Who's they? Who is they?
I don't know.
Who is
just
they?
People.
Are they
just
out
people.
There? Are they out there?
They're not in here.
Are they out there?
If you're not supposed to eat at midnight time, why is there a light bulb in the fridge?
Ah. Huh.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then there's that.
Yeah.
I like that. Sex offenders moving into a new neighborhood get better treatment than you will get at a playground when you tell them that you declawed your cat. She says, but my couch is leather. My couch is leather.
I don't care.
Oh. She said, cats are free for the taking, but that couch I bought at Pottery Barn.
That just opens up a whole
vista. This lady is really twisted. She's really...
twisted? Yeah, that's good. That's good.
She says here, they will not warn you about an impending earthquake. Instead, they will be lounging next to you on the couch, licking their private parts while the lamps are shaking. They will give you no help at all. She's just twisted. But she likes pets.
Does she?
Yeah.
Show me one case here where, other than the dead one, that she likes
she
cats.
Said I love them. Well, let's see. She brought her pet to the vet.
She'd get arrested if
I think
she
that's good, right?
Harmed him, right? Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
All right.
Well, that's
right.
Okay, because you know what I have coming up? I have coming up.
I'm afraid to ask.
Why it's good to have dogs.
There you go.
Yeah, and I have some trivia about cats and dogs. You want to hear one?
Sure.
Cats and dogs are like humans and receive nutrients in the womb through an umbilical cord.
Aww.
When a pup or a kitten is born, the mother would chew off the cord, leaving a stump that eventually falls off, leaving a scar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can be found near the base of their rib cage. It's a belly button. However, it's not easy to find and can sometimes be almost invisible. So
I've
your
never
cat
thought
or dog
of looking at
have a belly button. But see, the doctor, when people are born, they twist it and tie it? That's why everybody's belly button is shaped different. Or you have an innie or an outie. It's your doctor's fault.
Yep,
they have a
cats
belly.
Really have.
Well, think about it. They must have something because they were attached, right? So you have to look at your animal and try to find the scar.
That's why it's so difficult to tell what sex it is.
Because of the belly button? Because
you see something and you think you know what it is.
No! It's not there. It's not there. It's on their stomach. We need to do some anatomy with you. Some feline anatomy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Please go play with your brother. That's basically the reason we had him.
I'll tell you. People in the day that had farms had more children because they needed more help.
I know, because my mother had 9.
Because she needed help?
No, because she just didn't stop.
But she needed you, right?
Like cats need you?
Yeah. Yeah. Does your cat need you? With
She does.
Her paws?
And I don't like it.
But are her claws in when she does it?
No.
She claws?
Yeah, she's got, yeah.
Oh, not good. You have to have her declawed.
No effing way.
You know what?
What?
There's a man in France. They named him Declawed.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of names, Declawed. There's a new trend in our office. Everyone is putting names on their food. I saw it today while I was eating a cat sandwich named Kevin.
What?
Tell me I don't have to explain that.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
There is a new trend in our office. Who's really the blonde here? Everyone.
I just got it.
You did get it?
I did get it. He's eating somebody else's sandwich. But I pictured the sandwich with the name written on the bread. I didn't picture the sandwich with the name Kevin on, like, the wrapper or the bag. So you get
My name is Kevin, and I've got ham and cheese on the side, honey.
Oh, ham and cheese.
I know. I used to love it.
You can have cheese. Cats and dogs have their own version of a fingerprint. Did you know that?
No.
Every dog and cat, their noses, they have a nose print.
Mm-hmm.
It has a unique pattern, much like a human fingerprint. Maybe keeping nose prints could be an alternative to microchipping your animal in the future.
Have you ever really looked at, like, a dog's paw or a cat's paw? They look like little teddy bears.
No.
Okay. Some animal does. All right.
I was actually talking about the nose. I thought you were going to ask me if I've ever looked at a dog's nose carefully.
No, I'm just saying, you know, we're talking animals here.
Have you ever looked at a dog's nose carefully?
No.
And seen all the little lines?
Yeah, but...
I have.
I didn't pay any attention to it.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Looks like a map.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. A husband asked his wife if she ever fantasized about him. She said yes. Taking out the trash, mowing the lawn, doing the dishes.
Why is that?
Because most men think it's a woman's job and they don't want. And if you don't thank them, they get upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, how many times have you thanked me for putting, you know, all right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to go there.
Yeah. Okay. Cats purring can stimulate endorphins.
I love to hear a cat
purr. And reduce stress.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst dogs, wonder who wrote this. Whilst dogs show their happiness through wagging their tails, cats communicate their happiness by purring.
And blinking. Slow blinking.
And they soothe you if you're stressed.
Oh.
And they self-soothe by purring.
Aww.
I do like the purring.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a slow eye blink.
Yeah.
We're trying to do it right now.
I have 2 cats that do not purr.
At all?
At all.
I wonder why.
Well, they purr, but you cannot hear it unless you actually have your ear on their belly.
And then you can hear it.
Yeah.
Do you know that they purr
and the frequency of their purr is between 25 or 150 hertz. H-U-R-T-Z.
Somebody measured that, huh?
Has also been associated with the promotion of healing and some pain relief.
So if I sit there all day beside you and go,
I'll be healed. Hallelujah, I'll be healed.
I have a talent.
You can heal people with your purring.
My tongue is getting tired.
Studies suggest that exposure to a cat's purr can stimulate the production of endorphins and reduce stress in both cats and humans. I need to get a cat.
But or I don't want a recording of a cat.
I don't think it's the same. That's like getting a recording of Mark and having him go away. It's not just have him recorded to say things all day. So I'm allergic to cats, but you can get non-allergic type
cats.
They're
called Manx.
They're not pretty.
No.
So isn't there another kind of cat? And I know you're all freaking out there because somebody knows.
You can get shots.
I don't want shots.
Then you don't want cats?
No, but it would be really nice.
If you see me smiling, it's because I'm thinking of doing something evil or naughty. If you see me laughing, it's because I've already done it.
The look on her face, she looked, you know, you look like the Grinch. Yeah, you had that.
So
that
I got to lower my voice.
You had that look. Hey, dogs do their business according to the Earth's magnetic field. It is unknown why, but dogs seem to have an innate ability to sense Earth's magnetic field and align themselves with it when they poop. A study has found that when a dog poops, it aligns itself along the north-south axis. There doesn't seem to be any particular reason or scientific explanation, but if you're wondering if your dog has positioned themselves to look at you while they do their business, maybe you just happen to be facing north. Well, that's interesting. You know how when they go out, they smell, they sniff, they turn around, they do circles, and then I wonder if that's true.
I am thoroughly disgusted now.
It's fascinating. That's crazy. But I don't know.
Do you have to pick it up north or south?
This is from a website called sweetgoodbyeforpets.com.
Sweet goodbye?
I don't know why it says goodbye, but it's sweetgoodbyeforpets.com.
Is it B-U-Y or B-Y-E?
It's B-Y-E.
Oh.
So I wonder if I got it from a site that maybe does cremations as well, maybe?
Well.
And it's a sweet goodbye, and they, you know, give you things after?
I want to be cremated.
Okay. You can call sweetgoodbyeforpets.com. We don't call them. You click on their site, Bev, and you might get, they'll do a paw print for your family to keep. In a cement block. I did that for my dog.
No. I want to be in a tree.
Print. Okay. Right.
If 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea, does that mean that one enjoys it?
Oh, gross.
Hey, you're the poop person.
I know. We are. We do have a little bit of a theme going on, don't we? Dogs and cats have sweat glands on their paws. I'm going to skip that one. Dogs can understand human emotion. Dogs can actually recognize 6 basic emotions: anger, fear, happiness, sadness, surprise, and disgust. So
anger
if you
is easy.
Are
it's
keen
loud.
To hide your emotional state, steer clear of your dog. Not only can they recognize facial expressions, they can sniff out human emotions. I believe that.
There's medical dogs that they have for seizures and so forth.
Yeah. The, what's it called when you have a...
Guide dog.
A guide dog or a
service dog.
Service dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They can do that. That's amazing.
I'm just going to put an ant on my shoulder and get on the airplane. If they say anything, I'm going to tell them it's my service animal.
We got a on a flight. Speaking of funny things happening on a flight, that'd be hilarious. Having a little carry case. We were getting on the plane, and the pilot was standing there in front of the cockpit, and he had a book in his hand, and it said, "How to Fly a Plane for Dummies." And like, I saw it, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I turned around to leave, and we both started laughing. And he said, "Well, come here." And he brought me to the just inside the cockpit. He said, "I brought my son, too, to help me as the co-pilot." This guy turned around. He looked like he was 15 years old. And I looked at him. I said, "Are you kidding?" And the pilot said, "Well, I am. He's not my son, but he is 12. And then I noticed as I was walking in and out of airports and stuff while we were traveling, the pilots, when I saw pilots, they do. They look so young. They're probably 25, you know, 28. 30, 22. I don't know how long it takes to get a commercial.
At our age, that's more than just young.
Oh, my gosh. They look like little kids. It's crazy.
Because they are.
I know. Hey, out there, if you're 40, to us, you're a little kid. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Maybe we will, and
maybe we won't.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.